With the VOCs that are being produced from the forest around here, what's the dominant VOC? Compound, yeah. Carbon dioxide is produced, but you don't really regard it as an organic compound, so it doesn't truly fit VOC, yeah? So I'll give you a clue. One of the more common ones is pinene, alpha pinene. I'm thinking of something which there's a lot more of than alpha pinene. But alpha pinene can be regarded as a composite of these things. That's another example, it's like the pinene. What were they made of? You guys, I'm sure, have all done this. What class of compounds is pinene and stuff like that? Fragrant molecules. Actually, maybe they haven't. No, terpenes. Do we do terpenes? No. Yeah. Actually, yeah, no. It's in your lecture notes in this course. That's why. Okay, that's why. Yeah, so terpenes are the fragrant molecules that you find, like in a pine forest, you're smelling mostly alpha pinene. But the main molecule that's being produced, which forms the terpenes, is isoprene. And so isoprene then is their main volatile organic compound. It's produced from trees and things when they're under a bit of stress. And so that's a nice example of something that will be collected. Now we're going through the bits of gear to carry out the extraction process. So we're now going through this extraction, separation, etc. We're starting with the extraction. So for air, we can use an annular denuder. So an annular denuder then is sampling air going in through the bottom. We pass it up through the denuder tube, and we get passage of air through the tube. In this case here, the process of going through the walls is via diffusion. We're looking at an annular denuder that deals with mercury-containing vapors. And we've got then two potential phases. We've got mercury as a metal, and we've got reactive mercuric chloride. The elemental mercury and the particles, they will go straight through and be picked up down this end here, whereas our reactive mercury goes through the walls of the denuder. So we're able to actually speciate what's present there, and it's an extraction because what's going in this end is a matrix, which is air, containing the analyte, which in this case is our reactive mercuric chloride and the mercury. And we're extracting these out from our background matrix. Another example of extraction used in air analytical chemistry is the use of those cartridges that I talked about before, those 10X resin cartridges. Now we move to water. Extractions in water then will want to increase typically an organic compound from a trace level or an ultra trace level through to something that's measurable. So the classic way of doing this then is to take a solid phase extraction cartridge. That's what SPE is, solid phase extraction cartridge. It uses C18 bonded to silica, and like dissolves like, that then says if you've got organic floating around in the water, you put it through a cartridge which contains silica spheres which are coated on the outside with C18 chain, then that organic molecule will jump into the C18. And that then takes a low concentration of the water, traps it onto the cartridge, and then use a polar organic compound, polar organic solvent, to strip it off that C18 cartridge. So this is very, very standard technology. The horse racing industry needs to look for drugs in horses to make sure they're not going too fast illicitly. So they've actually got robots that do this sort of a process. They use cartridges then to trap organic molecules of interest out of the blood, and then they desorb them automatically because it's quite labour intensive, so I've done quite a lot of this sort of stuff. But if you want to do lots and lots, then you simply switch to robot.